Hello again. Welcome back to another episode of Big Time Ballers here at the League of Legends. Now, today we have a very, very special episode for you guys. And the reason why this episode is special is because this is the Commissioner special episode. If you guys enjoy, you know, the friendship in the league, the trophies, just pretty much everything from start to finish, none of this would have been possible without our commissioner himself, Mr. Mark Smith. Mark, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, sir. How the hell are you?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, man. So, you know, this is, you know, we've done a bunch of these before, but I think this is going to be so, because, you know, without you, none of this would have been possible. None of us would have been here. So, you know, you're definitely the foundation of the league, man. And I'm pretty sure everyone else way that I feel right now and, you know, join and just to say a big thank you, right? And pretty I'd like to pick your brain a little more to help us understand, you know, everything that kind of just goes into, you know, managing the league, right? So, I guess if you want to just start with, you know, 2014, you know, that kind of, what drove you to say, I want to start my own fantasy league?
Well, first off, thanks, man. I appreciate all the kind words. And it's honestly, it's the group. That's what makes this league. That's without the group of guys that we have, we wouldn't have the league. Plain and simple. But back 2014, you know, that's when I first met you. We were doing setup together, and man, we would bullshit about fantasy football probably 11 hours out of the 12.
A lot.
Yeah, you know, so I mean, we created that bond right from jump. And just, I mean, talking to you, you were in some leagues here. They got bonus points here, and this guy's trading, and he's giving $50 to this other guy. Just every league, it seemed like you. It's just shady shit.
Something different.
Right. Just sketchy stuff going on. And it was basically just to have a competitive, fair league. Somewhere that you can trust that your money's going to be given back at the end of the year. Here you can trust that you're not being cheated out. You know, like you and I are close. What I could buy, you know, Deshaun Watson off you for $20 at lunchtime or something. And that shit, it's ridiculous. So basically that's what drove me to want to start a new league, a fair league.
That's awesome, man. You brought that up, right? Because from one of the earlier podcasts, that's something that Jesse actually mentioned as well, right? So he talked about how fair the league is, right? So, so I think it's, what you set out to do, it's being put on display, right? Because the members of the league, they've noticed it, you know, and they've commended you for that. So, you know,
well,
we really can't thank you enough for that.
It doesn't come without cost. You know, you make some enemies along the way. People get pissed at you because you're not bending the rules, or you got to be strict with the rules are stupid. The rules don't make sense sometimes. They should be able to be bent for certain situations. But, I mean, it is what it is. Remember last year's trade debacle when people left the trades hanging. And people, well, he got hurt. You shouldn't have accepted the trade. That's not fair. Technically, I get it. I get both sides. But the trade was out there. The offer was still standing. And the offer was accepted maybe under dirty terms. Maybe it didn't seem fair, but it was fair game. So, I mean, that I know I didn't make any friends with that decision that I made, but that's just how it is. It's nothing shady happened.
So, you know, and again, right, great point, right? So I want to continue to dive a little deeper into that as well, right? So let's look at this. So you have a group of guys, you know, they join a football league, and really all they care about is, okay, set me up so I can either draft my team online, Bill, or, you know, let's get a venue to where, you know, we can get together, draft our team, and I can set my lineup and year and collect my money and call it a day, right? You know, a lot of football leagues, it's out there just like that. As a player, you're not really about everything that goes into it. So I want to give you this opportunity. You know, you talked about not, you know, not making friends along the way with your decision there. And I could only imagine how tough it is, right? So a lot of the things. So, for example, you have to figure out what platform you want to use, right? Because not every website is the same, right? Some website allows you to make any changes you need, allow you to set your scoring systems a certain way. You have to, you know, how you want to, you know, you've made changes, right? Initially, when the league started, we had two divisions. We eventually switched to one. You know, there have been many people that came in the league and, you know, had to leave the league, right? Left. We may have had to, you know, replace them, right? If it's due to character issue, whatever the case may be. Whether it's someone saying, hey, you know, I put this guy in my lineup and for some reason something's wrong. If there's an issue with scoring, all of this stuff falls on the commissioner. So there's so many things that have to, that happens that you have to deal with on a daily basis, I would say, because, you know, even if it's the making sure the waiver is set the way it is, that needs to be in place in line so that we can all enjoy what we're getting.
Tell us a little
more, man, about what it takes. Why do you want to put all of that weight on your shoulders knowing that you have the responsibility of doing all of these things that could sometime even, you know, you can make enemies along the way.
Well, CBS is awesome, and we pay a hefty price for it. They're not the cheapest site out there. They do a lot of it for us. Of course, it's all written in code. You can't just look on there and say, okay, I want the high score this week, this, and then you've been on the site. It's all backwards wording and everything else. And this changes four different things if I change a 1 point score. So, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Luckily, CBS is originally built for the redraft league like we're in. I know Cummings did a keeper league for a while. And the platform's not great for a keeper league. Luke does the dynasty league, and he has several issues. You know, they're going to work all those bugs out. But luckily, CBS was originated for the redraft format. So it isn't terrible as far as the website's concerned. My main struggle really is with the people. Honestly, we're all friends. I don't mind. But we even had an issue where I could trade a guy for a week and then I'm going to get him back next week, you know. So that stuff comes up.
Right.
A lot of the issues really are just wherever there's a will, there's a way. People are going to try to win. That's what this is about, winning first and foremost. I mean, it's fun. We enjoy it. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to slap the shit out of everyone. So, my real struggle, honestly, is just trying to keep everybody honest, trying to keep the league straight. Every year we do have a few things that we have to reset on the website, and I wish it was the same every year, but it's always different. You got to monkey around with that for hours to try to figure it out because it's written in code. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and
it's worth it.
Definitely. And, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone see. And for those that don't, obviously, you know, I'm the co-commissioner of the league, right? So there's times where, you know, I may go in there and try to help you with something if you're not in front of the computer to tell you, man. It's not with all the different options and just seeing it, you know, it's just like, holy crap, there's a lot in here. You know, it's definitely not easy. So
it's not straightforward. It doesn't just say, okay, you want to change the schedule, click here. You got to do 12 different things just to change one thing. It's a little bit of a pain. Yeah, it seems ridiculous, honestly.
Well, man, I think, and you know, that kind of paints a picture to why you're the commissioner, right? So, you know, you obviously have the experience, amazing job at it. And there's one other thing here that I think we need to focus on as well, right? And it's, you know, also, you know, you play in the league. So not only do you have to worry about the entire league, you also don't have to worry about drafting your own team, managing that team throughout the season as well. So, you know, you have it's just so much on your plate, man. And you know,
I could win every game every week.
That is true, you know.
Yeah. But you know, we're all honest. We're a good group of guys, and I don't think anyone's necessarily trying to cheat. They're just trying to find that loophole. They're just trying to do something that hasn't been done before. You know, it's a competitive nature. So,
yeah, absolutely,
never,
man.
I would never give myself any kind of advantage. If anything, I'm harder on myself as a commissioner, harder on my team, because you know. You can't cut any corners when it comes to that. My favorite team in the league, obviously, is mine. But
well, of course, you know, right, you definitely right. You always got to start there until maybe week 9, and then you realize, man, I should have drafted this guy.
Doesn't take me that long to realize it. Shit.
You know, so no, that's you know, and again, right, and I like I said before. I'm pretty sure a lot of the guys, you know, they've already came out and, you know, just thank you for all of the great things that you do, man. And, you know, there's only so much that they see, you know, there's so much more that I know that you do. And I wanted to really just give you that opportunity to just let everyone know everything else that's involved in that. Thank you for doing that. That's really great. Really appreciate that. You know, and just to touch back on, you know, one other thing here. So obviously with last a total.
No.
We were lucky to have it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No one knew what was going to happen. You know, I've been in leagues where people just dropped out because they were afraid of what happens if it end midseason. No. But everyone in this league stepped up, right? Everyone. League for a while, they know what the league has to offer because of who you are. They knew that if the season were to end halfway, that you would figure out a way to make, you know, something happen, right? I think we came up with a solution where if the season ended before week 8, everyone gets their money back. We're all happy. After week 8, you know, we'll crown a champion based on what happened. Fortunately, we were able to get a full season. But for the upcoming year, there's a few things that change, right? So a couple of things that we want to change are, you know, we're changing the buy-in. So we're going from 150 to 200. The NFL has added an extra game to the season as well. So do you want to just share with the league what those changes are going to mean for the upcoming season?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, with the extra week added, it would be crazy not to try to take advantage of it. As much as we love fantasy football, to just let a week pass by, I mean, it hurts to even think about it, honestly. So one thing I do like about the 14-team format is that everyone plays each other one time during the regular season. With the 12-team format, some people were playing each other twice, and obviously the best team has to play twice and the worst teams has to play twice. So if you're fortunate enough to play the worst team twice, then you don't mind the schedule. But if you're fighting for a playoff position and you're playing the best team twice, you're pretty much going to hate that situation. So
right.
It wasn't really a money thing to go to 14. It was more of to even the playing field, you know, a fair schedule. Everybody played everyone once. So now with the extra week, it kind of puts a damper on that, right? So now either we don't take advantage of it or so we play each other twice randomly. One thing I did come up with was a position week. I'd like to introduce that. I think you had a different name for it, right?
I think it's either, you know, rivalry week or position week. Either one works.
Okay.
We'll call it that for now.
Yeah, we're going to do that on week 8. And what that does is we'll play our normal schedule throughout the year. On week 8, you take the current standings. So we have 1 through 14 on your current standings at the beginning of week 8. So what's going to happen on week 8 is team 1 will play team 2, 3 will play 4, 5 will play 6, so on and so forth. So you're going to play your direct competition for the standings on week 8. And that is, I mean, that's a real advantage to everyone to be able to gain that game on you know, your closest challenge. Or maybe you're going to open it up. Now this guy's only one game behind. I'm going to kick his ass. Now he's two games behind. So we're going to do that, the rivalry week. And a little extra bonus for that, we're going to pay the high scorer of that week $100. So that's half your buy-in for whoever has the high score of week 8. And that'll be
nice.
That'll be known as the, you know, the position week. I think it would be a shame to give up a full week of fantasy football. We could stick to our playoff being 14, 15, and 16. And, you know, and we just sit back and watch everybody else play. That sucks.
No, I agree, man. And I think this is a great, right? And I'm pretty sure. So if anyone, you know, objects to playing an extra week of fantasy football, I think it's safe to say we could probably kick them out of the league right now. So, you know, wait so for it. I don't think we're going to complain about an extra game. And, you know, the position week, I think, it was a couple years ago. We had, I think, 16 were tied with a 7 record or 7-6 record, right? So it was just one of those situations where you had so many teams that are just bunched up right there with the same record. Right? You know, a crazy situation that happened to you last year, right? I think you you were in what, the 6th position. You won your game. You won the following week. And for some reason, you got dropped at 9th and got kicked out of the playoffs, which was the weirdest thing ever.
It was a debacle.
Honestly,
if it happened to one of the other guys, it would have sucked a lot worse. So if it hadn't happened, at least it happened to me.
That was definitely a tough pill to swallow. I still don't quite understood. You know, it had to be obviously with the head-to-head and the way the standings were set up, which, you know, still remains the same. That's pretty much how it's set up. That's what it's going to be.
It should be.
That's all that calculation. Yep. But I think, you know, this position week is a great way, right, again, to create that separation, right? I think so. Last year we had, you know, Ryan and Bill kind of battling for that last spot, you know, to get that division win. So, so to have a week in the middle to where you can say, all right, this is the guy that I need to, you know, to beat to get some breathing room. I think it's a great idea, right? And then it also prevents, you know, the number 1 seed from playing the number 14 seed, right? And kind of getting that easy walkthrough. If you prove that you belong at the top there, play the guy that wants your position, right? Show us that, you know, you do to be below you, right? So I really like that idea.
It's an opportunity to play your direct competition. You know, you don't have to. Well, I hope this guy loses this week because I need to, you know, take his spot. No, go make it happen. Week 8.
Control your own destiny. Yep. And so I think an important point to that as well, right, is obviously this could be adjusted in the future. But if the NFL stays with the extra game, so moving forward, I think week 8 is always going to be position week, right? So it's pretty much going to be your rivalry week, right? So whoever you play week 8 in the upcoming season, that's going to be your rival moving forward, right? Is that how that's going to work? Or
I mean, for the year, I think that's a good term to use, honestly. Do you care about the guy who's 3 spots under you, or do you care about the guy that's 1 spot above you? You want to go after that guy, you know, that's the guy you want. You want to keep moving up the ladder. So here's an opportunity. I think it's really the fairest way to make the most of the extra week. Because like you said, you want the number 1 team playing the last place team. If you're the number 2 team fighting for that number 1 position.
Right, yeah. You're just, you know, right.
That ain't
definitely
right.
Don't want that. Nope.
Yeah, it's a good, and it wasn't based solely on what happened last year to me. Obviously, if they didn't add the extra week, nothing would be happening. So,
correct.
Even though that hurt, I'm not necessarily making adjustments just for that.
Nope. No, this is purely based on the extra week that the NFL provided us.
Yeah. And it's good. We need to take advantage of it.
And I think, and that's one of the things that I think people appreciate about the league as well, right? Is that we're not just sitting back and just letting things be, right? We're being creative in how we do things in the league, right? So, you know, our creativity is one of the things that separates us, you know, from many other leagues out there, right? So I think this is definitely a step in the right direction. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to see how this plays out in Week 8. And besides, you know, you have a chance to win $100 during this week as well, right? So,
right, that's a good payday right there.
Right, I don't think there's going to be a lot of pushback, you know, for winning $100 and also getting a chance to control your own destiny to move a step, hopefully a step in front of a guy that, you know, you want to take over, right? So obviously some of the things that I've started to keep track of in the, you know, like division titles, right? So we know that the winner of the division, you know, they get the division winner award, right? So to have the opportunity to control that in the middle of the season, I think that is a definite opportunity.
Yeah, and I mean, for us, it not necessarily ever gets stale, but in the middle of the season, maybe there's a little bit of a low. And this is going to add it, you know. And the team in last place who's 0-8, you know, they're looking at the playoffs from a far, far distance. Well, here's an opportunity. Step it up.
0-1?
You know, something to look forward to.
Oh, man. Jesse always comes names.
Yeah, his first year was brutal to him. Hey, everyone learns, though. You got to learn, you know.
And that's the biggest thing, man. The growth, that's one of the things, right, is the growth of these guys. You know, they're not just here to, you know, sit back and say, okay, I'm playing. Right. You know, they have a lot invested in this, right? And, you know, they realize it's going to be some growing pains because there's guys in the league that have a whole lot more experience. But they're taking their beating and they're you know, they're not laying down. They're getting back up and they continue to fight. So I'm really excited to see the growth and just to see these guys continue to push forward, man.
There's so much involved in this, man. The coaching, you know what I'm saying? The offensive coordinator, are they playing at home? Is it indoors? And that all comes with experience. You learn to look for that shit. You learn to look at the weather. Am I going to start my receiver in the blizzard? You know, like, he's your star, but you got to make that decision. And that's, you learn that stuff. And I think Bill brought it up on his podcast. You know, he's been playing for 25, 30 years fantasy football. Him and I were in a league together 25 years ago. I drafted Michael Vick on his rookie year, my last pick of the draft, and ended up, he won the league for me. It was my first championship. So, I mean, it is. There's a lot to say about just putting in the time, man. Like, the guys who can't seem to make the playoffs year after year after year. It's going to happen. It's going to click. You're going to get it. It's you got to take your lashings, though. It sucks.
that is absolutely true.
It's frustrating. I know people want to quit, but it's that competitive drive, you know?
Yeah, keeps them going. Absolutely. Cool, man. All right. So, so we have the Week 8 rivalry week going. Chance to win $100 there. You know, what else do you want to tell the guys about, you know, all the changes?
Well, shit just got expensive. Season. I know shit just got expensive. We're up to $200 for the buy-in now.
That's
up $50 a team. That's going to add, you know, another, what'd we figure out, another $700.
$700 to the total, the kid, yep.
Yeah, and that's going to enable us to not only pay, obviously, the week eight, the $100, but we're also going to play the division winner and the top scorer. So whoever has the most points regular season, they're also going to get $100.
Yep, agreed. So, and again, right, guys, if you look at a couple of the things that you probably heard from the podcast we've played, you know, we talk about guys that have, you know, the most division wins or scoring titles, right? So, you know, scoring titles is goes to the team that scored the most points at the end of the regular season. So the end of week 13, you know, who's led the league, right? Multiple times in scoring. So now you have
opportunity to win
$300 within the season, right? So you could be a team playoff, and you have a chance to win $100, you know, during your rivalry season. A shot to win the scoring title if you don't make the playoff. But, you know, at least there's a few things you can focus on during the season, right? So obviously we have the awards, and now we're adding some money to that as well. So you're investing more into the league, but we're also giving you a chance, you know, get some of that money back as well, right? So for the guys that, you know, maybe there's a team in the league, make the playoffs, or it's just always missing the cut, and you know, you may be sitting there feeling a little down, saying, "Man, you know, I just can't get over that hump," right? So maybe this is going to breathe some life into you. So now you can sit back and say, "All right, you know, you win week eight, right?" And now you're like, "Okay, I didn't make the playoffs, but at least I got some motivation in me, right? I started to win something now. I feel like a winner now. So what else do I need to do to now get over that hump and win even more? Because you feel what it's like to get that 100 back. I know you put 200 to get in the league, but at least you got something back, right?" And, you know, and something that hopefully that's going to, you know, you like money as much as we all do. And it pushes you to figure out a way to go out there and get it more, right? So okay. So there goes, you know, three ways that you can win their season. So how about you? So how does it affect first, second, and third place?
All right. Well, just a side note real quick. The division winner isn't always the top scorer, so I don't want anybody to get down like, "Oh, well, they're going to double up every time." So T and I did do some research, and it's not necessarily ever going to end up like that. But, hey, if you're going to win first and you're going to win the division, you're going to have the top scorer, you're going to clean house, and it's going to be worth it. So we're going to increase the payouts first through third. Third place, obviously, we've always done third's a turd, so you're going to get your money back.
Third to that, third.
Third's a turd, man. Nobody wants to be that. Unless you're fourth, then you'd love to be third. second place, we up to $700, so you'll clear $500 with your $200 buy-in. And then first place we have at $1,200, so that clears $1,000. Which was, you know, that was initially our goal, was to try to get $1,000 to the champion. And
yes, okay.
And we did that, but we didn't really do that because you take out your buy-in and then they're not really there. So this actually enabled us to clear $1,000 for the champion with the opportunity, you know, to win more as well.
Right. Okay. No, that's awesome, man. And you brought up a great point regarding, you know, the winner isn't necessarily always going to be, you know, the one that wins the scoring title as well, right? So, for example, back in 2018, you know, the division winner back actually, so last year, 2020, so Bill won the division, but that I think it was
Corey. I think it was Corey won the scoring, or was it
the top performer award?
Yeah, so that was your top score.
Yeah.
So it would have got split up, which is fine. I mean, that's what we want to try to, you know, spread the money out a little bit. We don't want to reward the guys for not winning, but if you're winning, you should get something.
Correct. No, I agree.
Yeah. So I was just, you know, throw a little bit money, more money in there, a few more payouts for the guys. This is something to look forward to, strive for. I honestly, I hope somebody does clear all of them. That would be great. They could get 1500.
That would definitely be awesome.
Yeah, if somebody could win first place, they could win their division, be the top scorer, and then lock down week 8. You're looking at, you know, 1500. Plus,
that's absolutely not a bad payday.
By the sounds of it, because you just kicked everybody's ass.
Not a bad payday at all.
No. No, and we're also going to adjust the playoff weeks. We're not going to run them 14, 15, and 16 anymore. We're joining the week 17 playoffers. We're going to be playoffs first weeks 15, 16, and then the championship game will be on week 17. I always got down on people that played week 17 championship games, man. Oh, we're joining them. Here we are. We're week 17ers. That's all right. It's still going to be a regular season, so.
Gotcha. Oh, and just to follow up on that point, so it was back in 2016. So Luke was the division winner with a 9-4 record, scored 1,620 points. And I had a 7-6 record. And I scored 1,694 points. So, so right there is a good example. You know, Luke won the division, but you know, I had less wins, but I still was able to score more points than him, right? So, there is time, and there's times where the division winner, you know, could just be dominating the league and just crushing everyone, which is why he's at the top and also win that as well. So,
yeah, yep, perfect. Good example. I mean, everyone wants, you and I spoke, you know, we wanted to try to spread the money out. We want to have more people winning. You know, we were back and forth about paying that fourth place. I know you were against it. I wanted to spread it out a little bit more. I think we came up with the right answer, and I'm happy with it. But, you know, if any of you guys listening, if you got an idea, don't be afraid to hit T-Ron or me up and, you know, what if we paid this or what if we paid that? Because there's money to move around. We can make shit happen. And just this is just what we came up with. And I think it's going to work well this year. Hopefully week 8 becomes, you know, the week everyone looks forward to. I'm excited about it. I think it'll be a good one.
Yeah, I am as well. Definitely going to be a great week. Really looking forward. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. Hopefully there's some fans back in the stands this year so we can start to get that atmosphere back in as well, right? You know,
so weird, man. So weird.
It definitely was.
When they pumped in the chairs and shit, it was okay. But, you know, it's not the same.
Just not the same, yeah.
It's not the same when you're in the other room and you don't even have to watch the play to know what happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I miss. Miss the football. But I know everyone's excited for it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, speaking of football, you know, I know not all of the guys in the league play Dynasty, right? But, you know, we do have the draft this week, right? For the guys that play Dynasty, I know they're definitely going to be glued to the TV. For the guys that follow just for the team.
Big day Thursday. You know, big day.
Yep. So there's football back on TV pretty soon, guys. You know, hopefully everyone's going to be tuning in and just kind of keeping an eye on that and, you know, start to just get that energy flow.
What the hell are they doing? Get in one.
I don't know, right?
Get in a Dynasty.
Maybe they just need to get a little more comfortable with where they are right now.
Right. Yeah, I guess you don't want to get stuck with a shitty team for life. That would suck. I enjoy Dynasty. It's a lot of fun. But I would never want this league to be Dynasty or even a keeper. I enjoy the redraft. Keeps everything absolutely fresh. Keeps the competition fresh. Everyone's got to do their research, you know, every year it starts a new year. So as much as I love definitely. Dynasty, I would never give this league up for that.
I agree. So one other thing I want to talk to you. So I know we've done the draft order in multiple different ways. Is it fair to say, you know, hopefully we can reopen up and go back to a live draft this year. Are we going to be doing a random on the website? Are we going to be pulling out of a hat at the draft? How do we plan on doing the draft order this year?
Well, I think I'd like to do a podcast. I think that would be pretty cool to do a podcast with the draft order. And maybe we can pull the random. The only fair way, honestly, without everyone being able to see it, the only fair way is just to pull random from the website. And then everyone can plan on it. You know, I got eighth pick. I know what I'm going in for. I can do some mock drafting. Because I do that. I know everyone else does. You take a mock draft and you try to get in the position of your pick. I'm not going to mock draft at pick one when I'm pick six. Doesn't make sense.
So that's okay. I like that idea. And just to show you guys that, you know, we really care about that we bring to the league, right? Even though we're, you know, Mark and I, you know, Mark's the commission, the co-commission, you know, we still want to just show you guys how much we appreciate you, man. And we really mean it. You know, a lot of you guys have been with us for quite a while. I know some of the guys are new. But with the random draft on the website, right, what I'd like to do is, you know, when we do the podcast, I think it'd be great to also
who's got
what pick, right? And then go back through some history to see if that person has ever gotten that pick before, right? Guess he gets the number one overall pick, right? And he's never picked one before, right? So we then will have to speculate about what Jesse might do with that pick, right? Or maybe it goes back to Jason, right?
Who's got the number?
He's still sure. He might take Aaron Rodgers.
I think you know that
lesson. Did he? So like Jason, right? He got the number one overall pick in his very first year in the league in 2015, right? You know, just looking at who he took number one overall, right? And just kind of figure out, okay, hey, maybe this player is not even in the NFL anymore. Yeah. And just kind of talk through that. So I think that's a great idea. Yeah, go back to the random on the website and we go from there.
Yeah, well, we can pull the random during the podcast. So it's a surprise for everyone. That'll be fun, at least for you and I. Everyone else will probably get the email and they'll see that, but hold off. It's worth listening for.
Definitely, definitely.
It's worth waiting for, man. But yeah,
I agree.
Without everyone there to witness it is just to pull it on the website.
Okay. So do you think
RJ to get a 7 and think it's a 1 again?
Man, there's so many moments in this draft, you know. But there is one thing that I'm a little concerned about, though. I think you should probably, you know, I don't know how many friends you have lined up that would like to play in the league. You should probably just have someone in speed dial doesn't play this year, right? Because we know Bill only wins when it's an online draft. And now that we're going back to meet in person, we know Bill's not going to win this year. So I don't know if he's going to want to play. So it might be a good idea to have someone lined up just in case.
You know what? We got 3 or 4 lined up, buddy.
We do? Okay. All right, cool. Just in case, you know.
That's what's cool about this league, too, is that, you know, we're not just short on people that want to join. There's always people waiting. I do have a list of 3 guys that are ready. So,
yeah, I think with Bill and his 2 championships, there's no way he's going anywhere. So,
yeah, he's not going to retire.
That's true.
I had to pull him out of the league he was in for 15 years anyway to get into this league. So we got him at least for another, what are we on, 7? We got another 8 years anyway out of him.
Good old Bill. So, you know, we've covered a lot. You know, we covered everything that you go through to keep the league running. We appreciate that. You gave us a quick rundown of, you know, the changes that are coming for the 2021 season. I mean, is there to, you know, let the league know before we, you know, I say sign off for today?
Well, you know, I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You're what make the league, man. Just keep being competitive. I think basically just wanted to cover the playoff schedule. We're going from 15 to 17. The increased buy-in, the payouts, and something that I personally am very excited about, the week 8. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be something to look forward to. It's gonna break up the middle of the year blues for people, you know.
Yep, I agree with you, man, 100%. Yeah. Awesome, man. Well, Mark, I can't thank you enough, man. You know, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for giving us a rundown of how you manage all of this. We really appreciate it. We've all agreed, right? You're the foundation, man. You know, without you, this wouldn't have been. You know, it's probably easy to say, yep, we could have had a different commissioner, but no, there's no one else that would be able to do what you do. And I think a lot of the energy that we get, you know, we feed off of you, man. So you're the right man for the job. Glad you're in the position, and continue to do what you do, because we all really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. That's a really nice thing to say. And like I said, it's all the guys. It's everyone. It's you. You do a lot. You're the face, the voice of the league. I'm just the basement guy. So you got to have a pretty building on top of that basement, you know? I don't mind being the foundation, but it's nothing without you as well. So I'm happy to have you as a commissioner as well. Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate the offer, man. It was an honor to be part of it. So thank you. I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing as well.
Yeah, I think everybody understands and appreciates what we're doing. And hopefully one day we'll have the best damn league out there, bud.
That's what we're trying to do every single year. Work on making it the best, right? So I think we've made great progress over the years, and the goal is to continue to do so. And yeah, we get to that point where, you know, we can feel that we've accomplished everything we've wanted to accomplish. You know, hopefully everyone in the league can also sit back and say, yes, you know, this is the greatest fantasy football league ever. So
hell yeah, that's our goal.
There's a lot of work. Yep, we know there's a lot of work to do. You know, we're going to continue to work, and you know, we're not going to be, you know, like Mark said, right? Sometimes along the way you make enemies, right? And it's the part of the commissioner's job to be fair, right? And that's the thing. We're not going to sit here and say, well, we're going to please everyone, because that's not always going to happen. But the biggest thing is we're going to be fair. And I think the fairness is something that really stands out. You know, and I think if you're a real student of the game and you understand that, you know, you'll realize that, you know, we're doing everything we can to make this the best fantasy football league possible for everyone.
Yeah, one thing I'm going to add real quick is if this game doesn't piss you off, it doesn't make you so mad and angry, and on the other turn doesn't make you so happy and excited, then you're not feeling it, man. You got to get it. That's what this league is all about, those kind of guys, you know. So passion, I guess. Sometimes it gets the most of me, and I, in our group chat, I'll even say some rude shit because I'm pissed off. But if you don't have that passion, then you're not in it for real, man.
Yeah, and speaking of pissed off, right?
Weird to say something like that about fantasy, you know. I get a lot of grief about fantasy. Trust me. I wish it had a better fucking name. It's got to be the worst and most embarrassing name.
It's not even real. Wait, it's a fantasy? It's not real?
You can't tell any of these other 13 guys that I'm playing with that that ain't real.
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, and speaking of, I guess, being pissed off, right? So, and I hate talking about it because I hate Bill so much for this, but week one, when I was so comfortable with my lead, and then all I keep hearing was Deontay Johnson, and I end up losing by, I think it was like 1 point, whatever it was, 1.1 points. You know, shit like that makes a grown man want to cry. You get pissed off, you turn the TV off, you break the remote, you know, your kid comes and said, "Dad, I want some water." You say, "Just, I don't know, go drink out of the dog bowl or something, you know, just leave me alone." So,
quick backstory on that for you, T. You're not the first guy he's done that to. I was hanging out probably about 20 years ago. A friend of mine, Tom, was playing Bill in fantasy football. And he had him. He's like, I got him. I'm up 60 points. And all he's got left is LaDainian Tomlinson and Clinton Portis. I'm dating myself, obviously, with the names. But needless to say, they came back and they blasted that 60 points out of the water. I've never seen a grown man want to cry so bad. Shaking his fist. Man. He says, I got him. So man. I know I've seen it in person, man. You're not the first person he's done that to.
And he's just got a way, man. It's just like, I don't know how he does it.
Shit. Man. Well, it doesn't run in the fucking family, I'll tell you that much. Barely scraping along. I got booted out of playoffs.
that's still tough. I'm still trying to wrap my head around that one. But
yeah, well, you know. I've been at it for a long time, shit like that. You got to expect the unexpected. That's the one good thing about fantasy football. You don't know what the hell's going to happen.
You really don't.
Nope. And set your lineup and just hope for the best, man. If your stud gets injured the first down of the game, then what? Doesn't make you a shitty person. Doesn't make you a shitty manager. It's just shit happens.
Part of the game.
Yep, it's part of the game. But nobody remembers that. Michael Thomas went out with a groin injury. They just remember beating your ass by 40.
That's it. That's all they care about, right? So all they care about is like, yep, I annihilated him. So I'm not going to win the Annihilator Award, right?
You make every excuse in the book. At the end of the day, you lost. So, yeah, so I feel for you, man. I seen Tom go through it.
You know, hopefully I can catch him this year. And if I do, I'm going to frame it. I'm going to print it off and frame that game.
Plenty of years. He got plenty of opportunity for payback.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things, too, and, you know, yeah, we're talking a lot about Bill, and, you know, he is the champ. So he deserves to be. I think if we were to keep a Monday night comeback stat, I think he would probably, you know, he would be the guy to have the most of them. Because I do remember, I think it was a couple of years ago, you know, where he had certain players going Monday nights and he was down and, you know, he came back. I remember it happening on at least three occasions, man. So, you know, he always does these little things that just, you know, just find a way to get under your skin and just gets, you know, he just gets it done, you know, and you're like, you feel like, you're here trying so hard, and then here comes Bill. You know, it may seem on the surface like he's not working hard, but we know behind him he's just got so much going on, but he just doesn't show it. And then, you know,
he's turning around. Away, you're like, man.
Yeah, you turn around. And it's. But I guess that comes with the experience, right? You know, you're talking about a guy who won the first ever championship, right? So he's got the original recipe, right? So he's always finding that way to make it happen, man. But
you know, it's funny that you bring that up because I've been playing fantasy football with Bill for well over 20 years. So
damn, how old are you guys again?
We're ancient. So I mean, he kind of coined the saying back in the day, the Monday Night Miracle. So he's been doing it for a while. Fucking, I don't know how. You always want that guy on Monday night, though. I learned that from him. You always want to have that guy Monday night just so you got that chance.
The chance, yep.
Yep, that chance, that Monday night guy. Man, it's nothing. You know what's awful is 3/4 of your team runs at 1 o'clock. Comes 4 o'clock, you got 2 guys left. You got nothing for the rest of the night. No night game, no Monday night.
It sucks.
And it burns me, bro. It burns me because sometimes I'll start somebody on Monday night who's a worse player just so I can have some action on Monday night.
No, possibly yeah, I agree.
Possibly a game. But I'm addicted. All... I need that fix for Monday.
Right. All part of the game, man. All part of the strategy.
Yeah, that's a fun part about fantasy football, man. It's a lot of fun. I'm glad that we got a good group that recognizes it.
I agree. 100% agree with that.
No. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. You know, thank you for being here. Really appreciate it again. Looking forward to the start of I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't wanna run up all your time. You and I could probably bullshit for hours. So we better cut it short.
We can.
Right. Get these fellas on their way. I just wanted to go over the schedule change, the payouts, all that shit that we did. And I appreciate you giving me the platform and the opportunity to do it.
Thank you for coming. Really appreciate it, and you know, kind of just letting everyone know everything you got to deal with, and you know, hopefully those enemies you made last year realize you got a shit ton going on, and you know, they'll
you know, sometimes it's
understand
you let your feelings get in the way of reality when it comes to fantasy. You go and choke a motherfucker sometimes, but that's part of the game, right? You don't have you don't have that passion, then maybe you're in the wrong league.
No, I agree 100%, man.
Yeah. But again, man, thanks for having me. And you keep doing your thing, dude. Without you, this would just be a regular league. The shit I do is just the regular foundation shit, like you said. You're the one who makes it all beautiful and pretty, and I appreciate it. I know everyone else does too.
Oh, I appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
Yep. Anytime, man. Me too.
All right.
I know the guys do.
Absolutely. Yep. Everyone that we've had on so far, they're, yes, I agree. Consensus is they all are.
Yep.
We're obviously
even when
doing
they
something
wear
good.
Pink shirt.
Even when they got to wear a pink shirt. Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the coolest things that you and I incorporated in this whole thing is, you know, you gotta have fun with the loser.
We do. And I think the loser, you may know who it is. I think there may be some sort of relation there. I don't know.
Yeah.
So you might be right. It doesn't run in a family, huh?
As you can see, the genes get worse as they go as far as the fantasy football is concerned. So I'm in the middle, Nate's on the bottom, and there's Bill on the top. They're just born too late, Nate.
You guys are evenly spread out. That's nice. I like it.
No doubt. Cool, man.
That's funny. All right. Hey, thanks again, man. Have a good one.
Yep, you too.
All right.
See you guys.
See you, everyone. There you have it, guys. The end of an episode. An amazing episode with our commissioner, Mark. Hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a little long, but it was much needed. So thank you and enjoy. Looking forward to you all the 2021 season.